Okay, step number 12. Listen, you have to set times on a regular basis to communicate with spirit. Now, you're not going to have to do this all the time, but you definitely have to do this in the beginning. Here's the thing. If you and I are friends and I know where you live and I know what time that you make dinner at, I might pop by for dinner. But there's probably a pretty good chance that I'm not going to pop by because I wasn't invited. So I'm going to wait for an invitation. So think about spirit being on the other side. They're not going to pop in because A, they don't want to interrupt your life because you're here playing the game of life and what you're doing is so important. B, they don't want to scare you and they don't want to alarm you. They don't want to make you feel like you're crazy. So they're very subtle, especially in the beginning. They'll get louder as you get going with this, but in the beginning, they're going to be super subtle because they don't want you to panic. And then, see, the next reason why they're not just going to come in and jump in and whatnot is because they don't want to interrupt your karma. You have to think about in every religious or spiritual text that was ever written, it says, ask and you shall receive. If you don't ask, you don't receive. So if you need help from a loved one on the other side, and if you need to talk to them, and if you want to convene with them, and if you want to start practicing as a medium, you need to set times to talk to spirit and show them that you're going to show up and you're going to connect at 10 o'clock every morning or whatever you decide it's going to be. You have to create a routine. It helps you to get more mindful in your meditation. It'll help you to slow down more. It'll help you all the way around. Now, in the next lesson, we're going to talk about sacred space and why that's so important. But in this lesson, you just need to know to set a time and a routine to communicate with spirits. I would have a pen, I would have a pad ready. We're going to talk about automatic writing as well, so we're going to get there. But for now, set the time. When is it going to happen? How often is it going to happen? And how often you do this is how quick you're going to get where you want to be. If you only want to talk to spirit once a month, it's going to take a little bit longer than someone who's setting a daily connection time and doing this 7 days a week. That's your lesson for today. See you in step 13.